everyone. Today we're going to do a walking meditation. And for this, you're going to need to have a space where you're going to walk and stroll around figured out. So I recommend either a tour around a room in your house. Maybe you have a dining room, or you're lucky enough to have an open concept house, and you can do a nice big loop around a dining room, living room area. I want you to work out a path, and if it's outside, that's awesome. Around a track would probably be fine. A nice stroll around a lake or a park would work well. A stroll around your yard would be fine. And once you've decided where you are going to do this meditation, then what I need you to do is go ahead out and walk the path itself. Whether it's around your house or around a lake or around your yard, stroll it and really pay attention to, is there anything here that's going to catch my foot? You know, do I need to move this one throw rug out of the way because I might trip over it if I'm not paying attention? Do I really want to walk between this chair and this table? It might stub my toe, or I might knock the lamp over with my arm if I'm really moving and not paying attention. As I walk down this path, these branches are low. Maybe I don't want to walk down this particular path. And the reason we want to do that is we want the space to be clear enough and safe enough and a path that you're familiar enough with that you don't have to keep all of your focus on walking and doing and where you're going. So we want to be able to move freely without a lot of fear or concern. To that end, you might be doing some talking and some moving and some breathing as you're doing this. If that's going to make you too terribly self-conscious in a park, maybe you don't want to do it in a park. I know sometimes I didn't even like to do these kind of things in my yard because I worried about my neighbors thinking I was crazy. I would suggest that it's okay to embrace the weird side of yourself and whatever silly things people from the outside might think, because at the end, if you find a meditative modality that really works for you and you can turn it into a practice, I really believe it helps us to be healthier and calmer and kinder, more generous, more spiritual, and so many good things that it gives you, it makes you one of those people who just sort of glows, who lights up a room. And at that point, people will be jealous of your eccentricity because they will realize that the things that they thought were crazy are what contribute to you becoming the fabulous you that you are. Just something to keep in mind. But like I say, I do understand that. So if you need it to be a space where you're a little bit out of view, you might want to keep that in mind. So once you've worked out the conditions in the path and you know it's something safe for you to stroll around, we're going to go ahead and start our meditation. So I want you to gather yourself at the beginning of your little track, your little path that you have figured out. And I want you to go ahead and stand up, get your feet about shoulder width apart, right? Get nice and comfortable. And I want you to go ahead and stand up super tall, put your shoulders back, push your chest out, get your head up nice and tall, and feel the difference that makes in your spine. This is going to be all about the physicality of everything, really feeling our body as we do this today. So that's where I want you to focus, breathing and feeling what's going on in your body. So as we get our shoulders back and we really feel how that opens your chest and really opens your lungs, right? And we're going to take a great big deep breath and let it out. And I want you to do that a couple times and feel how that stretches across your back. And those nice deep breaths, how they stretch across your belly. And we want to make sure we're really filling our lungs as we do this today. So the next thing we're going to do is tap our toes. So go ahead and shift your weight to one leg and tap the toe on the other leg. And then we're going to shift and tap our other toe. And I want you to really feel, how does the ground feel under your shoe? Or how does the floor feel under your foot, if you're lucky enough to be barefoot? Wiggle your toes if you're shoe free. And really feel that. Put your mind and your thought and your energy and really think about your feet and how they feel, how those muscles feel. And look at them as they wiggle around. And now we're going to go ahead and feel our whole legs. And we're going to do a few little squats. Now, if you're in fabulous shape, you can do a really awesome squat. If your knees are a little older and your joints are a little more tired and used, that's okay. What we really want to do here is just move our legs a little bit. We want to feel how that joint in our ankle and our knee and our hip move when we squat a little bit. We want to feel how those muscles start to get warm. Do a couple squats, and I want you to breathe really deep and feel how all that energy flows all the way through us and all the way through our legs. And you can feel everything warming up. All those joints and how they work to balance you. And that's really a wonderful thing, right? And now we want to go ahead and circle our hips around a little bit, right? So we're going to feel how our legs are connecting to our body as we do this. If you can't do a circle, you want to do a little hula side to side, little belly dance move. That's all great. Breathe in deep as you're doing this. How does that change when you breathe in really deep and you're wiggling your hips and your belly can't fill the same way, right? Okay, and we're moving our hips a little. And how does that feel on your lower back when you shift your hips and your pelvis around that way? How's the lower back feel as we do this? Now we're going to be still a minute and go ahead and take another deep breath. Keep that oxygen in our body. We want the energy to move. We want it to flow. And now we're standing upright and we're going to stretch our sides out by reaching our hands down the side of our leg. Now some of us can reach our knee. Some people are lucky enough to be able to lean far enough over to really reach down to their calf. However far you can reach, that's fine. This isn't a competition. We aren't doing yoga. We aren't trying to stretch anything out. We just want to feel the muscles. We want to be in our body and really be aware of our body. So however far you can reach is perfect for you. And we're going to do the other side and reach. And again, breathe really deep as you reach. And notice the difference, how your lungs feel, how your belly feels when you're leaning that way. How does the breath change, right? And now we're going to lean forward a bit. And again, we're not trying to stretch anything out or hurt ourselves in any way. Go as far as works for you and your body. But we're going to lean forward and lean down. It'll take some pressure off our back and open up our spine. I know I have a bit of a belly. When I lean forward, that belly takes up the space my lungs use, right? So we're going to breathe as we stretch that way. And now we're back upright. And I want you to go ahead and feel your neck and your shoulders and loosen those up. Shrug your shoulders a little bit. Nice big breath as you shrug your shoulders and rotate your shoulders and rotate your neck a little bit, right? And we're going to scrunch our face up. I always like relaxing my face. You don't realize how much you're grimacing and making faces at people. Relax all those muscles. Now we're going to stand upright, nice and tall, shoulders back, hips aligned, and we're going to envision a rope that comes up out of the ground and all the way up through your core, through your neck and up out the top of your head. And this rope's going to stretch us out so nice and tall as we breathe in and fill up our space and get tall, right? Nice breath in and out. And now we're ready to walk. And so as you start to walk, we want to take a nice regular step. And in the beginning, breathe in and count three, and then breathe out to the count of three. So it's three steps for an in-breath and three steps for an out-breath. And that's how you're going to help keep some focus. So we're going to breathe, one, two, three, and out, two, three, and in, two, three, right like that. And if at any point you find that your mind is really wandered from what we're doing here, the first thing I want you to do is smile, because you noticed that your mind wandered. And that's a fabulous win, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to learn to keep our focus here. So you win, you get a point because you noticed. Smile, be happy about it, and then count and step and breathe. So as we're breathing in, two, three, and out, I want you to look around. You're on a stroll. We're breathing. We're counting. And you're going to notice three physical things. And as you notice them, I want you to name them out loud, right? There's A and A. Right? So I see a tree. I see a box. I see a chair. Whatever it is you see. And that's what we're going to do. See three physical items as we walk along. And now we're going to notice three things that we hear and name them. Nice simple name: bird, cat, child, TV, car, whatever you hear. Wonderful. And now, this one's a little harder. Let's see if we can smell three things. And there you go. So that's our meditation. And now you have a choice. Keep walking. And I'm going to go a little further with it. If at this point you are frustrated or upset or having a hard time with this, I want you to go ahead and fast forward to the end, finish yourself out, call it a win because you did it, and I'll be back with you. Those of you who are ready for another round, we're still walking, and we're going to breathe in for three, and out for three, and we're going to see the next three visual things. Name them, use your voice. It's about being physical. And now we're going to hear three things. And now the challenge. Do you smell 3 things? And let's go for one more round where we're walking and breathing. And we're going to see 3 things. And now we're going to hear 3 things. And then we try and smell 3 things. And now we're still breathing and walking. Breathing and walking. And I want you to go ahead. And you can slow your pace. Bring your focus back here to your regular space. And I want you to go ahead and relax a little bit. Change your breathing up. Let's stop and just take one really super deep breath. Raise our arms up over our head. Let the deep breath out. Shrug your shoulders a little. I want you to go back to your journal. I always like for there to be a journal. And write down what other thoughts came in while you were trying to focus on walking, breathing, and seeing 3 things, hearing 3 things, smelling 3 things. Maybe the items you chose had meaning. Maybe there was another thought on the rest of your mind as you were keeping part of your brain occupied. Maybe it was all you could do to walk and breathe and try and find one thing, hear one thing, smell one thing. And that's perfect too. This is all an exercise and a practice. Now, if you found this useful, realize you can do this yourself at any point. If it helps to have me talking in your ear, that's awesome. I love it. If you don't want me talking in your ear, you can do this without me. And that's great too. It can be a really good practice to help you get a sense of self and of your physical being and start to teach your mind to focus on this handful of things and not worry about the grocery list and the appointments you need to make and the car needs an oil change. And my boss wanted that memo to be able to turn all that off for a minute and be super present and super observant of what's going on in your immediate area. It is useful. With practice, you can turn this into the next step. That's awesome. I thank you for your time today. I hope you found some use in this. I try to make each of these a little different so that folks can find their entryway to meditation. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd ask you to please subscribe, whatever device you're following me from. And it would be awesome if you wrote a review so that other folks can find it and share the podcast. And if you have found one of these types of meditation most useful for you, let me know, and I will try to make more of that style. Otherwise, I keep trying to invent new ways to see what helps everybody. So, thank you for your time today. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.